And on this edition of our Monday Morning Health Beat, we welcome in Dr. Trevor Neal, board-certified foot and ankle surgeon and CEO of Advanis Foot and Ankle Specialist. Most folks would have known you as being with the Foot and Ankle Clinics, a name change, and that's part of actually an expansion of your business, right, Dr. Neal?
That's correct. We've expanded to 4 locations now. We're located in Coldwater and Sturgis and in Dowagiac, as well as Angola, Indiana.
Let's talk today about something that seems to be a pretty common occurrence for people in heel pain.
One of the most common diagnoses we see as foot specialists is heel pain, and I would say 9 times out of 10, it ends up being what we call plantar fasciitis. The symptoms are pretty consistent. It usually hurts when you first get up in the morning, or if you've been sitting for a while and then get up, you'll feel a sharp pain in the center of your heel. Sometimes that pain will start to subside after you've been on it for a little while, but then toward the end of the day, the pain may start to return. It can be pretty devastating for a lot of people.
So what causes plantar fasciitis?
Ken, if we could see through the skin on the bottom of your foot, you'd see a band of tissue that extends from the ball of the foot to the heel. That band of tissue goes across the arch like a bowstring. And when you step down or anybody steps down, that arch will give some and it will stretch that band of tissue. And in some people, what will happen is instead of stretching, the band of tissue will start to tear a little bit back by the heel because that's where it's narrowest. That tearing can cause pain, and it really never gets a chance to heal because you tend to be on your foot.
Other than the pain, are there long-term risk factors, things that we should be worried about?
Yeah, there are risk factors with it. We do see this problem certainly in people who have put on some extra weight fairly rapidly, but you don't have to be overweight. We certainly see a lot of people who are at their normal weight that get this. Also, it could be the type of shoes you wear can aggravate it. Frequently, we see it in athletes because they're jumping and running so much, and it's a very, very common problem with athletes as well.
Next logical question then, I guess, would be, how do you treat it? How do you make the pain go away for folks?
In mild cases, you can try certain things at home. You can try some stretching exercises. You can try purchasing a new shoe that may offer better support. You might try some over-the-counter anti-inflammatories, but if that doesn't resolve it after a few days, you really should see a specialist. And I will tell you that 95% of the time, we're able to get rid of this problem without surgery. But I will say it takes time, and the reason it takes time is because patients continue naturally to still be on their feet. And trying to get rid of an inflammatory condition when you're still on your feet can be a struggle, but we have treatment options that are very successful and are able to do that.
So what do you use to diagnose this and then to treat patients?
A lot of times, initially, we'll start off with an x-ray, and that's because many people have heard the term heel spur. Actually, a heel spur is the result of plantar fasciitis. As that band of tissue tends to tear back at the heel area, the body's reaction to that is to lay bone down there, and on an x-ray, we'll see a spur forming. And although that spur can look angry and large, it's really not what is causing the pain. The pain is being caused by that band of tissue. So a lot of times we'll want to start off with an x-ray just to see if a spur is present. In addition, we have specialized equipment like a diagnostic ultrasound, which allows us to see that band of tissue and see if there's any tearing of it or any inflammation of it.
As far as the treatment or helping the pain go away, what sort of things do you do then?
Well, conservatively speaking, we'll usually start off by having the patient do a series of exercises that can stretch that band of tissue. In addition, we'll place them on an anti-inflammatory that can be possibly an over-the-counter anti-inflammatory or a prescription one, depending on how severe the case is. In addition, we'll get them into some type of a support to put a little slack in that band of tissue, if you will. For example, it could be an over-the-counter type support, or we may elect to place the patient into what we call a prescription orthotic. That is an orthotic that you'd wear in your shoes. You don't have to buy special shoes for it. It'll fit in most shoes. And it's specifically made for your feet because we will evaluate your feet when you walk and stand with a computer, and it will make a very accurate orthotic.
Understand that some of the new computer technology does allow you to do that, to actually analyze someone's gait and how they do walk, right?
Absolutely.
Now, if those options don't work for someone, what is kind of maybe the next step?
Like I say, 95% of the time, we are able to get this better without surgery. However, there are those selected patients who don't respond to conservative care, and we end up having to do surgery. But we're able to do that fairly minimally invasive. In other words, there's a couple of procedures we do that require just a small incision. Also, I'm excited to say that there's a new technique, and this is going to sound like a pretty big thing, but it's called percutaneous bipolar radiofrequency microdebridement. Now, I know that's a mouthful, but basically, it's a 10-minute procedure that has been used over 300,000 times with a 92% success rate, and it doesn't require you to be off your feet, and it has a fairly short recovery period.
All right. So maybe most of all, if someone is experiencing heel pain, the first step then should be contact an office like yours, right?
Yes, that's what we'd recommend, because in this day and age of YouTube and Wikipedia and things like that, there's a lot of self-diagnosing going on. But the fact of the matter is that not all heel pain is plantar fasciitis. Oftentimes, we find stress fractures or bone tumors or even muscle tears. So I'd say it's pretty important to get it checked out.
Looking for healthier feet for all of us. Talking to Dr. Trevor Neal, board-certified foot and ankle surgeon and CEO of Advantis Foot and Ankle Specialists. They're located in Dowagiac, Angola, Sturgis, and Coldwater. And their 800 number is 800-856-1106. 800-856-1106. On this edition of our Monday Morning Health Beat.